What's up? Welcome back. I'm sure you guys are safe, sound and kicking and ready for our next guest. So today we have Deepak Anand. He's my ex-boss, an entrepreneur, a businessman, loving father and husband, and a caring son. A typical example of a guy who's come from tier 2, tier 3 cities, come to these big tier 1 cities and made it big. So let's talk to him. Let's hear his stories and experiences. What worked for him, what did not work for him, etc., etc. You guys ready? Stay with us. Let's jump right in.
Hello.
Hello, Raj.
Welcome to our preparedness series, the podcast where we bring industry leaders like you to talk to us about people capabilities, employee engagement, and different aspects of business to help us and our audience know what you guys are doing now and what is your plan after the lockdown.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And it's so awesome to speak to your ex-boss.
Yeah, same here. It's great to speak to an ex-team member.
Super nice. Super nice. The only two things I remember about Deepak Anand or DA is cut-to-cut meetings and a man by the calendar. So if it's 6 p.m., he's gone.
Yes.
Is that what the perception is?
Sorry?
Is that what the perception is? Do you hear a lot about this?
Heard this from many people, even my kids and wife, and sometimes irritating to them.
Acha, ghar pe bhi aise hai?
Yeah.
Arre ba. Okay. From others as well?
Yeah, I think it is kind of because, this goes back to my fundamental conditioning. When I was a kid, I wanted to join the forces always. I come from a place called Dehradun, where the Indian Military Academy is. And I still remember I possibly went to every passing out parade for almost 6-7 years before I qualified to give my written exam for NDA. But unfortunately, at that time, now obviously I don't have any regrets about it. Unfortunately, at that time I was detected colorblind. But in my being, I was always living like a kind of future soldier or an army person. So I think that conditioning got very ingrained to me in the school days itself.
So listen, take us to Dehradun. I'm sure everyone would like to know who DA is, who Deepak Anand is, where, how was his childhood?
I was born into a family where both my parents were typical representative of a middle class family in 1974, where my mother was working in a bank, a syndicate bank, and my father was working in LIC. So I had a, and my, so it was fantastic actually. I was born and living on Rajpur Road, the road which connects Dehradun to Mussoorie.
Wow.
And we were staying, so this was my house, this was my mother's bank, and this was my school. So within a distance of less than a kilometer, all three were existing. And so I had a wonderful childhood from that perspective, with a very time-conscious mother, very caring father, and a younger brother, who is Rohit, who is in Bangalore right now. And I had a wonderful time in my school, always into physical activities, literally struggling in studies till the 7th, 8th standard. Then there was an interesting point of time in 7th, 8th. I got this wonderful teacher in my life. And coincidentally, that teacher is now settled in Pune.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So he's a Parsi. He's a Tantra sir is his name. And he kind of somehow, not directly, but somehow his sheer presence in my life helped me to kind of transform into more, I would say, a holistic student. And I started to get a lot of interest in science and all the stuff, keeping with the sports activity. So I think that was wonderful years which we had in school days. And only dream I was carrying from childhood. It's funny, actually, I used to get an army personnel dress stitched for myself.
Oh, wow.
And if you see some of my albums from childhood, I'm actually in everything, I'm just giving a salute only and being in the army uniform. So it was in my kind of thing. But at that time, the unfortunate or sad happening for me was that I discovered that I was colorblind, which I never knew in my life.
How was their reaction when you got rejected?
The colorblindness?
Yeah.
So that again is a story. And I these stories are so fresh with me because my elder daughter and my younger son are so curious about my childhood. So these stories are very fresh. I keep on telling them about these stories and they're very curious to know that. My mom fainted, actually. Because as much it was my passion, I think that passion was induced into me by my mother. So that's how they responded. So yeah, good that you asked that question. My mom fainting was... And now hilarious, but at that time very, very serious. I had to figure out what to do next, and the most common thing for all Dunites is to go to Delhi and see if Delhi University is something which can happen for them.
Right.
So that was interesting. So this is the interesting one which you will like as a story. So my very dear friend who just now took a voluntary retirement from forces as a colonel. His elder brother was studying in Hansraj in Delhi. This is 92, I'm talking about. And his best friend was Anurag Kashyap. Yes. So I stayed in the Hansraj hostel. And it was so, now looking back, it was so funny and so actually inspiring also. And I'll share both the stories. Funny because... Anurag took me for all my sports trials in different colleges because I had only 74% marks, so I could only go through the sports quota. So I had to give those trials. And so he used to, in a rickshaw, take me to all the colleges for my trials, and we used to sit and chat. And he used to call me Deepak Malhotra that time. He said, somehow he used to think that I'm good looking enough that time that to be called Deepak Malhotra. So we used to have interesting times. So I used to ask him, what are you going to do? Because he was doing history, if I remember correctly. And he was a very good hockey player, like Shah Rukh Khan. Shah Rukh Khan was a senior there. And he used to, that time, tell me that I would be a hero in Bollywood. So that was the interesting part in Hansraj. In Delhi University, I gave my trials and all this stuff. I was getting BA pass. Now, this is again interesting story. So we in Dehradun, coming from middle class, were conditioned at that time that anybody who doesn't do science is basically not the right person. Commerce, it has to be science.
Sir, us time hota tha.
हाँ और उस time पे
नहीं मिला तो commerce, commerce नहीं मिला तो art मतलब you are gone.
Correct. So मतलब अगर अच्छा बच्चा है तो science, थोड़ा गड़बड़ है तो commerce, totally लथड़ है तो art.
Yes.
So I was conditioned with that and I got BA that time and I just plainly declined. I said, nahin, bhaiya, main BA nahin karunga. Not understanding the equation from a long-term perspective. So I went back to Dehradun and did my graduation and all the stuff. After that time, MBA was the buzzword. Everybody was doing MBA, MBA, MBA. And honestly, I didn't have a clue. Again, one dear friend of mine who took a VRS from Armed Forces, Irfan. He told me ki ye kar le yaar, CAT de de, MAT de de and all the stuff. And dekha dekhi uske maine kar liya. Otherwise, I was clueless ki kya karna hai actually aage. And I somehow got through some entrance exam and I joined ICFI Business School, Mumbai to do my PGD via CFA course in 96. And did that, got rejected by G Capital in my summer training.
Wow.
They rejected me saying that you are not good enough to join GE. As a summer trainee. And somehow that attitude tha, कि अच्छा इन्होंने रिजेक्ट किया तो इनको ही ज्वाइन करना है. And that's how I joined G Capital from campus as a leadership trainee in 98. And
what are your kids' names?
Dia. Dia is my elder one. Aarti is my wife's name. And Adi is my younger one. So this is also an interesting story. When we got pregnant with the first kid, so Aarti and Deepak, correct? So already there is some connection here. And Aarti and me are very
put together now. Aarti, Deepak, and Dia.
Aarti, Deepak, Dia, Adi.
Adi, okay.
Yeah. So, us time before we even got blessed with our first kid, Aarti and me actually created chits of names.
Okay.
And Aarti and I are very influenced with Bollywood. And second, we both love dancing. So I don't know about you,
but Aarti for sure, I can see on Facebook.
Because it was D from Deepak and A from Aarti and I in between. And similarly for Adi, it was A for Aarti and D for Deepak and I in between. So basically, that's the whole story on our names.
Wow. So listen, you don't tell us all good things. Huh? I mean, tell us what happened in your childhood. What is... Who was your girlfriend? What did you do around the house? How many times you bunk your classes?
Okay.
So give us some good stories around that.
Sure. One day, I don't know what went into us. We started a competition that those heavy wooden chairs in school, who can pick it up and swing the fastest and the longest. So I don't know how we invented that game, but we invented that game. And it was my turn. So we are swinging. It's my turn. Somehow I lose the grip and the whole chair goes flying literally to the next class and the pillar outside that class, it crashes and literally breaks. So that was interesting. But what happened at that time was my house master, who was representing that house, one of the senior teachers, really supported me. And I obviously apologized and all the stuff, but it was pretty embarrassing in front of a group of my friends. So we do, whenever we meet up, we laugh. We had a 25th year reunion for the school and we were discussing this episode and laughing about it.
Super nice.
Maybe a couple of things, yeah.
So when you got into the GE, right?
Yeah.
Leadership intern team.
Yeah.
Give us some memories of that time.
Yeah, a lot of memories. So it was interesting that we got hired as leadership trainee and I was given a full 1 month induction in Chennai. And after that, we were given different assignments and most of our given assignment, which were new product launches.
Okay.
So I was given the territory of Bangalore as a leadership trainee. I think the most phenomenal experience I had building that from scratch. I had a wonderful experience doing that for almost a year and a half. And in that period, being in Bangalore, which was the pub city of India that time, we had crazy fun. Saturday evening used to be crazy. We used to be literally out partying till morning 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and then Sunday practically went in just hangover. So that's what our start of career was. So those were amazing. Almost 3 years I spent on the finance side of things. I was based out of Bangalore and when I moved out of that role, I was the area sales manager for Karnataka and Kerala. You will be amazed. This was third year in my role and I was managing a disbursement of almost, if I'm not mistaken, 150 crores.
Wow.
So that was my portfolio size. And then we were there in this reunion between different businesses of GE and I saw, this was my observation, that there were a lot of people coming from JECIS. G Capital International Services that time, the outsourcing part of G Capital.
Right.
All of them having laptops. And here I used to run the whole territory with 7 sales managers with 1 desktop. And I had a mandate to my civil sales manager that I don't want to see your faces in office. I wanted them to be on the field. Then I say, I saw here, laptop used to be very fancy that time. A 2000 laptop, matlab, bahut fancy. And laptop, and then they're discussing ki, aray, I went to US, I went to UK, I went to this. I said, yeah, ye kya hai? So, mujhe tab tak outsourcing ka pata nahi tha. I was very single-mindedly focused on building my career in financial services. I moved to Jekis in the outsourcing world. So that was my start of my career in the outsourcing world, which was a shocker for me.
And I think your true example of coming from a tier 2, tier 3 city, and kind of, you know, finding your way through in these big tier 1 cities, Mumbai, Bangalore, Delhi.
If I look at my trajectory from 98, I started my professional career and I left it 3 years back. And I kind of was one of the youngest in certain role, and did that. So I will not take away anything from the point of my effort, sincere effort in those roles, because I did create value. See, fundamental truth is that value has to be created. You have to create value, otherwise you will not be relevant, whatever you can call it. You can maybe get two or three lucky openings, but the value creation has to happen. Because, see, ultimately the marketplace, if I can call it, from an employment perspective also, wants value out of it.
So when you say value, what is in layman perspective? What do you mean by value creation? Is it outperformance in whatever is being given to you?
Absolutely. So I think you are able to create value by two prongs. One is that you are able to actually exceed the results or quantified results given to you. Second, you demonstrate in your being the attitudes and approaches with the companies expecting from you for the future. But they're looking future also from potential perspective. And that is the point of value creation.
Right. And so I'm sorry, I'll come back to my question. So what has worked for you? Right time, right opportunity, or was there a guru mantra somewhere?
Great. So you came back to that. So I said three dimensions. First dimension is that you need to create value. Second dimension is that you need to be at the right job at the right time. So what I mean is, like, for example, and this is again value. So let me connect these two. For example, now the floods happened in Bombay in 2005, correct? And our office was in Sakinaka and we lost our server room. At that time, I was at that particular moment transitioning from one leadership role to a new leadership role. So I had that bandwidth available with me. And because of that floods happening at that time, I was assigned to set up the new site in Hyderabad in flat 90 days. I had to set up a 650-seater in flat 90 days. Now, that has nothing to do with per se. Somebody else would have done it. I'm sure work would have not stopped, but I was at the right time right there. So I think that timing is important. Like, when a job opportunity opens up, are you there at that moment?
Right.
Third is that you should surely have somebody mentoring you in the process. And I distinctly remember three people in my life who have been mentoring me and guiding me. Ravi Rao, which I mentioned to you, was one person who has been a connect with me through and through for the last so many years. I've been still is a great connect. Second is Binu George, who is still a great friend of mine. Third, a dear friend of mine, his name is an American. His name is Jerry Morales. He's based out of US. So he was fantastically great for me as a buddy mentor. So he was like with me on my side and able to guide and support me from a career perspective. And then I would say that through the WNS period, DG has been a fantastic person, and Mandeep was in the HR. So I think the combination of three things: create value, being at the right time, at the right place, and third is having somebody to support and guide you.
Okay, fantastic. And now, like, cut to now, you are an entrepreneur, you're a business guy, running your own company. What has helped you so far?
So this is an interesting question. The foundation of me as a sportsman approach towards competing in a positive way to be part of a team or individually, I think that has given me a lot of foundation, I would say, throughout my career. Because if you see my career, I fundamentally had a role change every 2 years. So I was creating something new every 2 years. So I think fundamentally that ability for me to play different sports with different teams and different rules allowed me to go that way. And that's been very helpful in the entrepreneur space. Second, I would say that thanks to my superiors at different times, they allowed me to experiment.
Right.
I think that was very important that they gave me that opportunity and space to experiment. So I think the combination of that opportunity being given to me by my superior, which is a learning as an entrepreneur, because you need to give that opportunity to your team. And second is my whole foundation of being a sports person who could play different team games and had the ability to be under people or lead the team or be supporting a team has actually helped me in the entrepreneur. The big distinction which entrepreneurship has got to me versus these strengths which I pulled from my experience is that building and managing is very different than creating. Okay, like for example, I as a head of the school team or the college team was managing a team,
right.
I was building a team. But I'll give you one example which will explain what I mean, how creating is different than building and managing. My first job was as a basketball coach. I still remember the day one of that school when I went as a basketball coach. There was a basketball court, but kids were playing football with the basketball.
Okay.
And from that year, in 2 years' time, they won the inter-school tournament under my coach, as a coach. That was creation.
Okay.
But that happened from nothing. There were no players existing which I had to manage and build to deliver a result. They were playing football with what was supposed to be basketball. And I still remember this young kid from Nepal who was the shortest kid became the A player of the team.
Oh, wow.
He was so good.
Oh, wow. So creating that interest.
Create that vision.
Vision, then, yeah.
Because I still remember I used to steal my dad's and mom's Maruti Zen that time, and Fiat, white Fiat, and I took this whole team to my school, which was obviously established much bigger school and had a lot of teams and all this stuff. That school's team crashed this team big time.
Okay.
The Riverdale. And that day is when the seed got planted in them that. Karna hai hamare ko sir. So I think that whole creation process can be done only standing in the future. And they need to have that. So that's a very distinct difference between managing, leading, building in the corporate world versus creating as an entrepreneur. Because something is not existing. You have to give birth to it.
Yeah.
So that process is very different and it's very similar to being a parent. You don't build a parent. You don't manage as a parent. You actually get created as a parent in the process. But you need to have that clarity that you want to be a parent first.
Yeah.
That vision is very important. So all creation process need to start with vision, which is a very distinct difference between entrepreneurship and past experience.
Were you ready for the virtual world? Let me ask you in a different way. In March till now, what have you done that you've not done before March?
For March till?
March. March end, when the lockdown started. Till now. What are the 3-4 things that you have done that you've not done before March? Or even thought of it before March?
From a business perspective, you're saying? Business operations?
Yeah.
So if you see, there is... one thing which we had not done ever earlier was team reviews on Zoom call with video and audio. We used to do earlier also team reviews on calls, but it used to be never with video. Now video is sacrosanct to have that. Second is that we coincidentally had gone into work from home for all staff before even the COVID situation happened because of certain decisions we were taking to relocate our office. Okay, so that happened. Third is that we were fundamentally, a lot of our services were physically delivered to the customer. So we were not very, I would say that because of the COVID situation, we have become a media company. That we are having so much of interaction with our network that, and we are producing content digitally and providing that to them. So we never were a media company earlier. We were a company which used to do physical service and used to use digital media to market. Now that shift has happened that we are a media company first, if you ask me. Any company in the new world will have to be a media company first. And then you create a community and then you deliver value to that community. So these are the three, let me see if I capture anything else which has happened. Yeah, I think broadly these.
I think you nailed it. I think the predominantly every company has put a layer of being media company.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Yeah.
And is this here to stay?
I think it will become a new norm. Would it be only this way? I don't think so. There will be some mix of things how used to happen earlier and this significant ways the things are happening now. You see right now, for example, market-wise, TCS has already announced what they've announced.
Yeah.
Let's break it up into two parts. Large corporates already were doing a lot of activities which were on video, on conference calls and all the stuff, especially people who are globally connected, correct? So for them, it is a shift from doing maybe X percentage work from home or virtually to a very significant percentage now work happening virtually or work from home. But the larger community, which is all your small enterprises, medium-sized enterprises, for them, I'll give you a live example of this. One of my friends who's been practicing, they have a large law firm for the last 10, 15 years in Pune, very well-renowned. They have, I think, 40, 50 lawyers in their team. He never had a context of working virtually with this client. The meeting had to be in office, his office or their office. But now with this paradigm shift and he using Zoom calls with his teams and with his teams, why would he not use that going forward? So I think business as a overall level, including small businesses, mid-sized businesses and large businesses, it would make logical sense to use the technology available. And also I think there would be some ripple effects of the fear which will be carried forward. So there might be certain fear-based decisions also which will happen, basically in terms of disinfecting your places, having larger space between people to work, all that things might happen from a social distancing perspective, which will change the dynamics. But I think virtual working from home is going to be a new norm for many and across the spectrum.
So let me ask you this. Are you worried about your business?
No, not really. See, it goes back to the same thing which I mentioned earlier, those three things. If you are creating value, if you are at the right place at the right time, and if you have a team around you which is supporting you, which are experienced, you can create whatever you want.
Super. Very, very nice. What is your plan? What is your plan for post-lockdown? What is the 100 days look like?
We are in the process of launching our program, which will be an annual program for the women to go through this in a holistic way, addressing five different dimensions of their wellness lifestyle, which will help them to prevent and or reverse the situation. And those five dimensions are basically eat right, move more, sleep better, breathe in awareness and create happiness. So we have experts who have reversed or helped hundreds and thousands of women with reversing or preventing PCOS with their protocols in our expert panel, who combined with us have co-created this program, which we'll be launching. And our intention is to help thousands and lakhs of women to actually reverse their condition which they're facing today. So our 100 day from today, if I look at it, we are sitting in May, June, July, August. We would have launched our program sometime in June, and we should have our first batch of women experiencing freedom from PCOS by that time.
Super nice. And it's all virtual.
Sorry?
It's all virtual.
Yes, all online. This is whole, everything online. Is online. Yeah.
All online. Well, DA, brilliant. Super nice to speak to you and hear all your stories about from your childhood to college to starting your corporate journey and now a businessman. If you have to sum it up, you know, and if you have to give in a very, very layman perspective, not corporate jargons, please, very, very layman perspective, what are the five things, seven things a guy or a girl from a tier two city wants to come to these big cities and want to make their career? What should they be focusing on? Or somebody wants to start their own?
Sure. So I think there are four things which I would say would be very, very helpful or critical for anybody to create what they want to create. First and foremost is that they need to, through either a feedback from people they trust who have seen them, identify their unique abilities. That's very, 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 very important. Because once you are able to establish your unique abilities, it gives you a very definitive clarity and a superpower to create what you want to create. So I think that will be step number one. Ask the people around you or use tools which are available to identify your unique abilities. I'm not talking about strengths and weaknesses. I'm talking about abilities in being and in doing. When you operate, how do you operate? How do you be to other people? How do people observe you in your action, in your being? I think understanding that would be very important. I am not saying it's easy, but it's super powerful. That being said, I think the next thing is that there should be a very clear purpose, or I call it the why question. Why they want to be in a big city or any other location or any other situation or any other job. What is their purpose? I think that clarity has to be very important. If the clarity is there that you want to be there for 2 years to pay back the loan which you want to pay back, let that be, no problem. But there should be absolute clarity that why you want to do something. And then is the what, the specificity in what you want to do. What is that? What is the vision which you want to create for yourself? And I think the third, the fourth thing is how, which is the strategies. Not how is not a problem.
Super nice. Brilliant. Well, I had to say this COVID has brought a lot of people together. And after 6-7 years, we are talking.
Yes.
I don't know why we didn't think of this before. Get on a call or a conference call or a Zoom. But thanks to COVID in a way that I had an opportunity again to speak to you. And I think this is my longest period that I've ever spoken to you.
Is it?
Yes.
No, I think some of the daru parties you might have spoken more.
Even if I used to report into you directly, you've never given me so much of an opportunity to speak to you. But
thanks to you, Raj. Thanks to you. I think it's fantastic. You see, so let me share and take this opportunity how I remember you, because you mentioned about how you remember me. So I remember you, Raj, as somebody as a rule breaker in a positive sense. So. Instinctively, when I heard that you are doing something on your own, it was not a surprise to me, because that's how I observed you. That you, and I think it's common to, I would share that with you. I want to follow rules which I create. So it's and the best way to do that is as an entrepreneur. So I think it was for me actually it was a something expected from you is the way I looked at it when I came to know that you're doing this. And I firmly believe that you can and you will and you are maximizing your unique abilities to create the future you want to create for yourself. So it's fantastic to see you doing what you're doing.
Appreciate, sir. Thank you so very much. Stay connected and stay safe. Thanks for your time.
Hey. it's always fun to be with your ex boss, but it was fun. Some cool ideas, some great insights, some awesome suggestions. I really love the one where he says, identify your unique abilities in being and doing things. So start asking for observations from your family members, friends, colleagues, bosses, subordinates. Observations about you in doing things. Personal, professional, does not matter. Make a list of those things. Find similar skill sets and personalities on social media, on LinkedIn, on YouTube. Find blogs, papers, white papers. Ping them. Request them if they can coach you, guide you, counsel you. And soon you will break free to the other side, to the success side. Well, it's time to say goodbye for now. But before I go, let me remind you, if you want to hear similar stories, similar ideas, cool stuff, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Break Free Consulting. And if you are the one who likes podcast, then find us on Google, on Spotify, on Apple, under the handle Break Free to the Success Side. Yeah? Till next time, take care, be safe, and stay connected. Cheers.